Lesson 2. Three things you need to believe in. Chapter 1. Believe in sin. In the previous lesson we studied about the man, how he was created, how God was pleased with his creation, and how man eventually disobeyed God and sinned. The consequence of this sin was death. Now let's talk about sin. Without understanding sin, it's impossible to understand salvation or about the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Sin is not only stealing, cheating, killing, etc. In this lesson, we want to talk about the sin which originates from our innermost being, the spiritual part of each human being, and what makes man commit sins which are visible to everyone. Let's study about what causes sin. Why does man sin? What is sin all about? Let's define the word sin. 1. It's a natural incapacity, imperfection, in man which hinders him from achieving the perfection which had been established by God during the creation of man. Open your Bible in Romans chapter 3. Do you understand what is written? All have sinned, and because of that, they are without the glory of God. What is the glory of God? It is the manifest perfection of God. Do you remember that man was created in the image and likeness of God? However, when man sinned initially, he lost this perfection. All that is opposite or contrary to the word of God is a sin. 2. Disobeying the laws that God established is considered a sin. Man is unable to achieve the standard by which God intended us to live in because he is constantly transgressing God's law. God established rules of conduct and spiritual principles which we need to obey in order to live happy, successful lives. Usually, if someone feels unhappy, it is a sign that they are not obeying these spiritual laws. Is that not true? 3. Read Matthew chapter 5, verse 27 and 28. Did you understand it? All of your bad intentions, actions, and thoughts are sinful. 4. When you have the opportunity to do what is good, but you choose to do what is bad, that is considered to be a sin. The gospel clearly encourages us to choose to do what is good all the time. Note that it isn't enough just to avoid what is bad. James chapter 4, verse 17. Anyone, then, who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it, sins. So, what is sin? It is the incapacity to achieve the standard by which God intended us to live in. Disobeying the spiritual laws established by God. Bad thoughts and actions. Choosing not to do what is good when we know we ought to. Every person is a sinner. Read the following verse. James chapter 2, verse 10. For whoever shall keep the whole law, and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. So, who is not a sinner? See the answer in Romans chapter 3, verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. This means that man, regardless of his race, skin color, social ranking or qualifications, is a sinner. We have all sinned before God. The result of sin, as we have learned, is death. If God is love, how can he allow such a thing? Is there still hope for us? What can we do about this? Chapter 2. Believe in Jesus Christ. Read carefully. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Apparently, God did give us the solution. Yes, a free gift from God. There is no doubt that God is love. We're unable to understand the magnitude of his love for us. Man sinned, but God provided the solution to set him free from eternal death. God provided the way to eternal life, even though man chose sin, which resulted in eternal death. Let's study the solution God provided. Open the Bible and read John chapter 3, verse 16. Read it again and try to understand the magnitude of God's love for us. What did he give to us sinners? Jesus Christ, his only Son. What for? John chapter 3, verse 16. That whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Who is Jesus Christ? He is the Son of God, he is God. John chapter 1, Verse 3. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives, and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is God. Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus spoke of himself. John chapter 10, verse 30. I and my Father are one. The ministry of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was born approximately 2,000 years ago in a city called Bethlehem. He was born of Mary, a virgin chosen by God to generate a divine seed. In all the scriptures, there is very little about Jesus' childhood. We know that he worked as a carpenter until the age of 30, together with Joseph, his earthly father. For the next 3 years, Jesus traveled through all of Palestine, teaching the gospel of salvation. His teaching was new, powerful, and full of authority. He performed miracles, transformed water into wine, gave sight to the blind, healed the lepers and the paralyzed, and raised the dead. He comforted the afflicted. He ate with sinners, helped the weak, encouraged the depressed, gave hope to the desperate, and forgave the sinners. Open your Bible and read the next biblical passages carefully. Each scripture describes a miracle performed by Jesus. Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 to 4. Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 to 27. Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 to 8. Mark chapter 5, verses 35 to 43. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. Luke chapter 13, verses 10 to 17. Luke chapter 15, verses 3 to 7. John chapter 8, verses 1 to 11. John chapter 9, verses 1 to 7. John chapter 11, verses 1 to 45. The value of the crucifixion. After 3 years of teaching, healing, and blessing the public, Jesus was taken prisoner, judged, and crucified. Why? Let's recall how death came to fall upon humanity. It was the result of sin. We have studied that God is holy and does not coexist with sin. Therefore, we came to the conclusion that the sin of man had to be judged and punished. What is the consequence of this? Eternal death. Eternal death means the eternal separation between God and man. But did God create man in his own image and likeness to be separated from him for eternity? Never. There had to be a way to reconcile God and man again. The crucifixion of Jesus was the price. He had to die so that our sin could be forgiven. He had to pay the price for all sin with his life. Why Jesus? He is God and was born a man from a divine seed provided by God. Jesus was the only man born without any sin. Only he could be crucified and pay the price for our sins. He was the only solution. The crucifixion of Jesus was the only sacrifice and way to reconcile man with God. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. He manifested himself through the world. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26. To put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, the victory of his resurrection. The death of Jesus was not his end. After 3 days he rose from the dead. Let's read a few scriptures about the resurrection of Jesus. Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 6. Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 7. John chapter 20, verses 1 to 10. John chapter 20, verses 24 to 29. After his resurrection, Jesus remained for 40 days with his disciples, after which he ascended to heaven and was seated with honor at the right hand of the Father. In other words, he returned to his former glory with the Father. Acts chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. Luke chapter 24, verse 51. Today, Jesus is with the Father, observing us and interceding for us. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ, God and man, Jesus is God, therefore all the characteristics that we studied about God can also be found in Jesus. He is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. He is always with us, immutable, unchangeable, holy, just, eternal, love. Jesus is the only way to salvation. He himself says in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Chapter 3. Believe in eternal life. Someone may ask, what must I do to have eternal life? This question has been asked from generation to generation throughout the centuries. God has an answer to it, and we should only believe in his answer. Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. To believe in Jesus, it means not only believing that he exists, but above all, accepting him as your Savior and developing a relationship with him. Passionately desiring salvation and eternal life implies 1. Repentance of evil deeds that result in eternal death. A. Recognizing that you are a sinner. B. Confessing your sins to God. C. Asking forgiveness and believing you have obtained it, not because you deserve it, but because Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. 2. Accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior is your decision to make. Nobody else can make it for you. God will not force you to accept salvation. Remember, God gave you the opportunity to make choices in life. You must choose. God wants to save everybody. All you have to do is to decide that you need salvation. Read Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. Many people think that we are all children of God. This is not true. We are all God's creation. But only those who accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior can become God's children. Read John chapter 1, verse 12. 3. Believing in God's promises is being sure that they belong to us. It means trusting the Word of God in the following areas. A. Our relationship with God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. B. The belief that God forgives our sins. 1 John chapter 1. Verse 9. C. The belief that we are saved. 1 John chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. D. The belief that we have eternal life. 1 John chapter 2, verse 25. Before I conclude this chapter, I would like to remind you of the following. Eternal life is a free gift from God. You haven't done anything to deserve it.